there was outrage across Pakistan against the continued US drone attacks in the country's tribal region. Thousands of people took to the streets in all major cities to condemn the strikes. Pakistani government has been under public pressure to ask the US to end the drone attacks.
We are a peaceful people, but America is trying to, you know, he is trying to force us. If he will trying to force us with the, you know, these type of activities like a drone and other things, then every Pakistani will come on the road, not only protest. We are ready to fight till death.
The US drone attacks have played a key role in ensuing retaliatory violence by the Taliban against the security forces. The fear is now growing in the surge of violence after Taliban announced to abandon the peace process and vowed to take revenge of the killing of their top leader Hakimullah Massoud in recent US drone attack. Islamabad says that last week's drone attack, which killed top Taliban leader Hakimullah Massoud in North Waziristan, has derailed its peace process with the extremist group. The nationalist political parties governing northwestern province bordering with Afghanistan have vowed to block the NATO supply line after November 20 if the federal government in Islamabad does not do so. The US says the drone strikes are aimed at killing militants in the tribal areas.
If anybody thinks that this will weaken Al-Qaeda or people who are opposed to America, they are sadly mistaken. Every time you kill one innocent person in South Waziristan or North Waziristan, he's replaced by 10 people, you know, you see. So anti-American sentiment is going up and up and up, you see.
Mullah Fazlullah is now the new chief of Taliban in Pakistan. He is known to be far more hardliner than his predecessor. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.